Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 4th, 2021. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. Twitter made its audio chat room feature Spaces available to any account with 600 or more followers on iOS and Android. The company also announced it will soon add multi-co-host support, reminders for scheduled events, and the ability to charge to attend Spaces events, with a trial to start in the coming months. The analysts at Sensor Tower estimate that Clubhouse had 922,000 downloads globally in April, down 66% from March and less than 10% of February's 9.6 million downloads. Sensor Tower data suggests user retention with the app remains strong, meaning once downloaded, users tend to keep it installed. The chipmaker TSMC expects to have enough chip supply to meet the demand of the automotive industry by June. In an interview, TSMC chairman Mark Liu said the company became aware of the shortage in December, with production ramping up in January. According to VW CEO Herbert Diess, the company plans to have its CARIAD software unit design and develop chips for future vehicles. Diess specifically cited Apple's and Tesla's use of custom chips, calling out their higher competence in semiconductor performance. Sony announced a partnership that will see it integrate Discord into your social and gaming experience on PlayStation Network by early 2022. It's not clear what this integration will look like, whether it's a dedicated Discord app, integration of Discord and PSN friends list, or something else. Apple hired former Google AI researcher Sammy Bengio, who was an early leader with the Google Brain research team. Reuters sources say Bengio will head a new AI research unit under senior VP John Giandrea, who was previously Google's head of machine learning until joining Apple in 2018. Intel will invest $3.5 billion to expand its manufacturing capabilities at its Rio Rancho, New Mexico facility. The site currently manufactures Intel Optane, embedded multi-die interconnect bridges, and Intel Silicon Photonics technology. Apple released patches for iOS, iPadOS, macOS, and watchOS to fix WebKit flaws it believes could have been actively exploited. The flaws included a memory corruption issue and integer overflow that opened the door for arbitrary code execution on devices. Financial documents made public in Epic Games' lawsuit against Apple revealed the game Fortnite generated $9 billion in revenue across 2018 and 2019 and predicted almost $3.6 billion in revenue in 2020. Over 2018 and 2019, Epic Games' other games business generated $108 million, Epic Games Engine Licensing brought in $221 million, and the Epic Games Store brought in $235 million. Microsoft announced the Windows 10 update for removal of Adobe Flash Player, which permanently removes Flash as an operating system component, will become mandatory in July. Windows 10 version 21H1, set for release next month, will also fully remove Flash, and Flash removal updates will be available for Windows 8.1, Windows Server 2012, and Windows Embedded 8 Standard. CNBC sources say that AOL's dial-up internet customers are now in the low thousands, down from 2.1 million in 2015. The company reportedly has 1.5 million AOL Advantage subscribers, which bundles technical support and identity theft services. Amazon said its ad-supported streaming video content now reaches 120 million users a month, up from 20 million in January 2020. The company also said its exclusive streaming of Thursday night football games on Prime Video will start in 2022, a year earlier than previously announced. Twitter acquired Scroll, a startup that removes ads from participating news sites for a $5 a month subscription, and also operates the Nuzzle service, which emails users trending Twitter content. Scroll will no longer accept new signups, but the service will continue for existing customers, while Nuzzle will shut down on May 6th. And finally, a new study by the Oxford Internet Institute looking at the impact of technology on mental health in teenagers found no difference between social media impact and mental health in 2010 and 2019. In other words, the connection between those two things did not get stronger in that time. The study looked at 430,000 10 to 15-year-olds in the U.S. and the U.K. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.